Most Arizona counties have met the benchmarks for schools to be able to move to a hybrid model of classes where students and teachers are in the classroom for at least some of the time. And a number of districts have been working toward that goal of having in-person instruction. To get a sense of how that seems to be going, I'm joined by Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. And Superintendent Hoffman, first off, are you comfortable with how things have been proceeding recently?
Yes, I am. I'm quite pleased, actually, with the majority of our schools following the benchmarks for reopening. That's what we wanted to see. We've been observing across the state a lot of close collaboration between our school leaders, the school boards, the superintendents, in conjunction with their county health officials. And that's something we've been encouraging. We've been working with them to have more consistency across the state in terms of the procedures and protocols and in terms of different types of situations that arise. So there's, of course, still challenges and still work to be done, but I know we're seeing a lot of different models across the state, which is something that we want to be researching a bit more. And there's still a lot to figure out, so to speak, but I am feeling more comfortable, and our school leaders seem to be settling in more to this new school environment.
Well, so you mentioned there are a lot of different models. Does it seem as though there's a model or a way of doing this that might be a better way of doing it that you've seen?
I think that's just something we have to figure out later, that we need to do more research into this, because as of right now, we at the state level don't even have a full grasp of all the different models that are being implemented. And that's something that we need to find out. And I take responsibility for that. But that is not something that districts are required to report up to the state. That's why we don't already have that information to be easily accessible. We are planning to do a lot more investigating and just finding out those types of answering those types of questions as we get more into the school year.
This is obviously a very difficult and in some ways kind of a, especially in some districts, kind of a controversial decision in terms of, are teachers okay with the choice to go back to the classroom? Are parents okay with the decision either to or to not go back to the classroom? Are you surprised at the level of controversy and in some districts, the level of discord that this issue has caused?
I'm not too surprised. I think it's if anything, it's just very sad to see. It's very disappointing to see that this has been such a controversial issue, that it's become very divisive between teachers and parents, or even teachers and teachers, where ultimately people have very strong opinions about whether or not schools should be open for in-person instruction or to what level they should be open. So I'm not really surprised, but I don't really like where we are today. And I think some of the work to be done in the coming weeks, especially at the local level of our schools and our school leaders, is to be bridging that.
We have seen that in some districts, especially the J.O. Combs district was the one that got the most attention, especially early on, that teachers basically said, look, we're not coming in. Like, we don't think it's safe. Is that something that you think we might see more of? I mean, in some places we've seen a lot of teachers retiring rather than go back to the classroom. Are those issues that concern you?
Yes. Yeah, so I think, you know, what we saw in J.O. Combs was that the district, the school board had decided to move ahead with full opening, not even hybrid, but 100% full opening before the metrics had been met. And that's why the teachers said, wait a second. And they put the brakes on for the district to say, hey, it's the state is saying it's not safe yet. So why would you require everyone to go back all at once without having a smoother transition or a more phased in, or and to wait until the metrics had been met? So I'm hopeful that's not a common situation, since we have said very clearly that we strongly, strongly urge our districts to be following the metrics, and for those to be informing their decisions, to be using data and research to be making these types of decisions. You mentioned teacher shortage issues and teachers retiring. I am very concerned about that I don't have all the data, but anecdotally, I've been hearing across the state of teachers making the determination to retire, or for personal reasons, decide to not return to the classroom for a whole host of reasons. But I'm very concerned with what this will mean, because we already had a severe teacher shortage here in Arizona.
What to you is the best course of action in a school if there is a positive case of COVID, or even sort of a worst case scenario, some kind of outbreak?
Well, for those types of situations, the school would work directly with their county health office, and that's where we've seen. I've been impressed with the collaboration there. I've been visiting around the state virtually with groups of superintendents who meet at the county level, and many of them meet weekly with their county health office, which I was really pleased to see. So, in any type of those situations where you have a positive case, that would be reported to the county health, and then they would help the school determine next steps.
So, with the caveat that, of course, none of us can predict the future or see into the future, given the fact that we are coming off a holiday weekend, and the last time we had a long holiday weekend, the state saw a fairly significant spike in the number of COVID cases. How concerned are you that we might be looking at that in a couple of weeks and how that might pertain now that schools are in session and some students are physically there, how that might affect students and schools' ability to have people on campus?
I do think we need to continue to take this very seriously. That last week, when the metrics were met in the majority of our counties, I put out a statement saying that we need to cautiously proceed in opening schools. That, yes, this is an accomplishment for our state to get our numbers down. I think people have really taken it seriously to wear masks and to socially distance. We've learned so much since the holiday back in May, but we can't let up. And that's what I'm concerned about is I don't want anyone to become complacent or think, okay, we did it, like it's over. It's not over. And we've seen that in other states where they had spikes and then it went back down again and now they're going back up again. We really need to stay very diligent, keep wearing masks, keep socially distancing, washing our hands, all those strategies to make sure that our schools can open and stay open, because the last thing we want is for any kind of yo-yo effect where we're opening and closing. We don't want that for anyone.
All right, that is Arizona Superintendent of Public Instruction, Kathy Hoffman. Superintendent Hoffman, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. Good to talk with you.